A-R.
Well, E-W-E, how would you pronounce it?
Ye.
Okay. If you had something to put food in for a hog, what would you call that?
Trough.
And two of them would be?
Trough.
All right. Do you have a name for a hog that's grown up wild?
Warthog.
Any others?
Wild boar.
Okay.
There's still a big one I'm missing. Can't think what it is. It's a big one. It's wild hog. But I don't know what it is.
What about the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned? The calf began to...
You want to make that noise?
No, I'd rather you just give me a name for the type of sound. You can make the noise if you want to.
Oh, I don't know. What you would call it. Meh. Like that. I don't know what it's called.
Okay. And what about the noise, gentle noise a cow might make at feeding time?
Don't know that one.
Okay, well, I can get that. This one probably. In the song Away in a Manger, the second stanza, I think, starts, the cattle are...
lowing.
A gentle noise that a horse might make.
I don't know what it'd be called.
Do you have a name for the kind of noise a horse makes? Okay. Your horses and mules and cows and so forth are getting hungry, so you say I have to go out and...
feed.
What?
My cattle. My horses.
What about all of them together? Feed your...
animals.
All right. And your hens and turkeys and geese are getting hungry, so you're going to feed your...
peasants.
Okay.
I don't have any, so I don't say that too often.
A hen on a nest of eggs is called?
A laying hen.
All right.
Laying hen.
Whichever. What about the place where the chickens live?
That's a chicken house.
Okay.
Or chicken coop.
All right. Is there a difference?
Coop.
Which?
Chicken coop, I think I'd say. Chicken coop.
Is there a difference between a chicken coop and a chicken house?
No, I don't think so.
When you're eating chicken, what is the little bone that children might break apart?
It's the wishbone, and I hope it's the one that's not stuck in my throat. It's the wishbone or the pulley bone.
All right, and what is the tradition attached to that?
Well, if you have to do it under the table, you can't look, pull the bone, and whoever gets the longest, their wish comes true.
Okay, I didn't know you had to do it under the table. Maybe that's why I never got my wish.
We did.
Okay, what about the inside parts of the chicken, a general name for all the inside parts of the chicken that are edible?
The meat of the chicken, the white meat, the dark meat?
The insides of the chicken. Or the insides of a pig or a calf?
The edible part of it's the meat of them. I don't know if there's any,
Things like the liver.
Gizzards, livers.
Do you have a general name for all those?
Clean his insides out good.
Okay. What about inside part of the hog that is sometimes eaten and sometimes used to stuff sausage in?
Sometimes used to stuff sausage in?
Yes. It's also soul food, I think.
Hog jaws?
No, maybe it's not. I don't know.
What is the letter, Susan? Tell me that.
C-H.
Oh. Chitlins.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever eaten chitlins?
Never. Never cared to, thank you.
Okay. You know what it is, and so you don't want to. All right. If it's time to go out and feed the animals and do the chores, you would say it's what time?
Feeding time.
Okay.
Well, not necessarily if you're going to do chores, too, and not just feed. It's, feeding time, I think we get everything.
Okay.